From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, April 9th, 2025. Following pushback from parents who are upset by the Diocese of Portland's decision to close St. Dominic Academy High School in Auburn, Bishop James Ruggieri has issued a letter further explaining the financial reasons for the closure. Maddie Smith has more.
In the letter sent Tuesday, Bishop Ruggieri describes the decision to close St. Dom's as, quote, the only choice. He says beginning last week, the diocese began loaning funds to the school to pay teachers and staff at a rate that would total $1.2 million by August. Ruggieri says the school has had an operating deficit every year since 2020, and that the diocese can no longer cover the shortfall. The letter also cites declining enrollment at the high school, fewer students paying full tuition, and limited external donations as reasons for the financial crisis at the high school. The diocese will hold a forum Thursday night for families of students from grades 8 through 12 to answer questions about transitioning to another high school in the fall. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
Librarians from across Maine were in Augusta today to talk with state lawmakers about the role that libraries serve in their communities. But as Kevin Miller reports, federal funding cuts to libraries were also top of mind for those in attendance.
Maine Library Association President Amy Weishart was only about 20 seconds into her opening remarks at the State House when she alluded to the financial cloud hanging over public libraries nationwide.
This is a really important time for advocacy for libraries. As most of you know, there's questions about federal funding for libraries right now. There's a lot of challenges that we're facing as a state.
Last month, the Trump administration essentially shut down the Institute of Museum and Library Services, which Weishart says gave the state $1.5 million last year. That money helped to fund interlibrary loans, large print and audio readers for the visually impaired, and for sending books via mail to homebound Mainers, among other programs. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
The Maine State Chamber of Commerce is expressing relief after President Trump today abruptly paused steep global tariffs. But Chamber President Patrick Woodcock says he's still concerned about long-term collateral damage to trade relationships with important partners such as Canada. President Trump is taking aim at state climate laws he says get in the way of increasing U.S. energy production. But defenders of laws in Maine and other states say the White House cannot interfere in local environmental policy. Peter McGuire has more.
Trump's order directs the United States Attorney General to block state laws that address climate change, greenhouse gas emissions, and similar issues they determine are illegal. But the Conservation Law Foundation's Brad Campbell says the directive is political theater and without legal merit.
No president has the power to stop enforcement of state laws based on their policy or political preference.
The order specifically targets a Vermont law that makes fossil fuel companies pay for damage from climate-driven storms. It could also apply to Maine's laws, including a requirement to significantly reduce climate warming pollution. The Maine Attorney General's office says it will review the order for lawfulness, possible applications, and respond accordingly. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
The Portland Public School Board voted unanimously Tuesday night to add Yom Kippur and Eid al-Fitr to the district's calendar next year. District Superintendent Ryan Scallon says the idea to add the non-Christian religious holidays came from students at Deering High School. Senior Khalid Muhammad told the board that missing school time for Eid al-Fitr has affected his schoolwork.
I have been set behind on days, missing hours of sleep. And from time to time, when I can't make up those days of school hours, I do get set behind, and that does affect my GPA.
Scallon says the two additional holidays will cost the district $130,000 in holiday pay for ed techs and other hourly staff who wouldn't otherwise work those days. Portland is the second district in Maine to add Eid al-Fitr to its calendar after Lewiston Public Schools did so back in 2021. Lawmakers are considering a three-year statewide moratorium on the installation or replacement of synthetic turf fields due to concerns about possible health and environmental risks. But school superintendents and athletic directors told a legislative committee today that a moratorium would prevent them from installing synthetic turf projects already approved by voters or replacing existing turf fields that need repair. Lewiston High School Athletic Director Jason Fuller says his two turf fields are far easier to maintain in all weather conditions compared to the grass surfaces.
We had 2 inches of snow at 8 o'clock this morning. Just got a picture. They're cleared. My fields are ready to play. My grass fields down the hill still have snow on it. They're wet. They're unplayable.
Supporters say the moratorium would give the state time to study the potential risks of toxic materials they say are often found in artificial turf, including heavy metals and forever chemicals. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, travel expert Rick Steves. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.